News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage
in association with AIR.
The Federation Against Copyright Theft and Sky have warned 10 suspected illegal IPTV resellers across 7 counties that they face court action or being reported to the guards if they continue selling illegal streaming subscriptions. Nick Summer is a fact investigation manager. He's on the line. Morning to you, Nick. Who exactly are you targeting here?
So these are an important part of the process of this illegal activity, and they're the resellers, the people who sell these dodgy boxes, the devices, to the end users, the people within the community.
And it's different this time. So people who were users more recently got letters. These are the people who are, if I can just paraphrase, are selling the subscription for a tenner a month or whatever the case may be. Will they take it more seriously?
Well, in most circumstances, we use this tactic because it does actually work. There's a lot of people who receive these notices who do actually comply. The notices are very clear. These stop selling the IPTV subscriptions or you will face consequences. And and those consequences are set out. It could be a further investigation, there could be civil proceedings or a referral to the Gardaí.
Why aren't you cracking the nut a little harder here? If these are the guys who are responsible for it, surely they're top of your hit list. Why not go after them with the full rigour of the law? A letter seems a little bland.
There are occasions when we do go straight to enforcement, depending on the nature of the activity. So that does happen. But in these particular circumstances, we prefer to go down this route to get people to stop of their own volition before further enforcement activity. So that is a tactic that we do use as we go straight to enforcement, but on this occasion we're using the cease and desist notices.
Okay. How are you going to know if they've stopped doing this? Honest engine, Governor, I'm not going to do it anymore. It probably isn't enough to get you off their back. So how do you know if they've stopped the streaming?
We always check. So there's always follow-up inquiries and we will always ensure that they have stopped. And if they haven't, then that will then proceed to the next stages of further investigation. As I say, potential civil action or referral to the Gardaí.
You've been very active in this space, Nick, for the last couple of months. As I mentioned, the people, I think it was Wexford, who got the letters who were using the dodgy box. You've had other actions taken against dodgy box providers and those looking to give out those subscriptions. Have you seen any kind of downturn in the number of people using dodgy boxes at this point, or are you doing the you-know-what into the wind?
It's always very difficult. It's a fluctuating situation, so it's very difficult to get a sort of precise sort of here-and-now figure. It's the nature of what it is.
Is it making any difference? I mean, have you seen a single person stopped illegal streaming because of this activity?
Oh, yes. Oh, no. So in terms of the service of these notices, it's quite common for people to stop. So that's why we use the tactic. So yes, to answer your question, yes, it does. It does make a difference and people do stop.
Yeah, a bit in a bucket, though. Not in what you need to see, which is stopping these illegal streaming devices from being in a substantial proportion of people's homes right now.
Yeah, I mean, it is a big issue and it's a persistent issue. And it's one that we're trying to raise awareness of through these types of forums and through media releases, but also, unfortunately, through enforcement activity, which results in people being fined heavily or, in occasions, imprisoned.
Has that happened? Have we seen anyone thrown in the slammer for doing this kind of thing? Because that's the ultimate sanction. And it's like litter fines. If you don't issue the litter fines, nobody thinks anything about dropping the wrapper on the ground. Have people gone to prison in this jurisdiction for substantial periods for this?
There's a couple of cases that I can sort of reference here to sort of explain that. So back in 2024, Kieran Donovan was a Kildare-based operator of King Kong Media. He received a custodial sentence for money laundering offences of more than €900,000 in terms of the criminal proceeds. And there was civil action through the High Court where another operator, David Dunbar, who ran IPTV Is Easy, and he was ordered to pay €480,000 in terms of damages to Sky, as well as a fine of €30,000.
There are cases, but I mean, if I break it back down to John and Mary Murphy, who are currently really enjoying House of the Dragon through a dodgy box, the likelihood of them getting a fine or going to court, really, really low, Nick. And isn't that what you're up against?
There is an element there. So there are risks here for the end user. So I just want to be really clear. One is they can't assume that they're going to remain anonymous in this process. Number two is there is a there are very real risks of malware, other frauds and scams that can come through these devices, as well as age inappropriate content being viewed by other family members. So it's not without risk for the end user.
Okay, Nick Summer of the Federation Against Copyright Theft, thank you for joining us. If you are a dodgy box owner listening right now, are you quaking in your boots? Are you absolutely terrified that they're going to come for you? These letters things are just not enough, in my opinion. It's worse than the dog poo fines at this point. Nobody really gives too much of a hoot about their dog having to poo, because the odds on the number of fines being issued to you are pretty much zero. Let us know what you think. 087 1400 106 for your WhatsApp.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.